Join Pat Council on designing your life today. Get tips and techniques for having better health, more wealth, and learn to cultivate fruitful relationships. Build your dream life by learning to use what you already have to get started. You have what it takes because you're built by design to win. Never give up. Instead, power up. Make the commitment now to do life with power.
Welcome to Designing Your Life Today. This is Power Episode number 6. Good morning, Powered Up Nation. It is Wonderful Wednesday. I'm Pat Council, the Power Lady, and I love sharing ways to release your authentic personal power. And speaking of which, we've got a great show for you today. It's Finding Your Essence. So we're going to talk to you about how to find your essence. You're going to learn about your essence, and that is a big deal. You know, that's our Power Focus Word of the Week also. And if you want to find out more about the Power Focus Word of the Week, go to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday. You'll see the little poster right there. You can copy it and pass it on to others and focus on that word for the week. It's going to inspire you. Also, we have other goodies for you. We've brought back our What's Up With That Wednesday, and so we have a new one for you today. We're going to talk about Donald Trump versus Ben Carson. And as you know, we keep it light, we keep it right, and we also like to stay on the side of positivity, and we keep it fair. So I think you guys are going to enjoy our What's Up With That for today. Also, we are going to tell you how to win a $5,000 gift card and a dream home in 2016. You know, on Wonderful Wednesday, we bring you the different ways that you can win some amazing gifts and prizes. And you're going to love what we have for you today. Also, we have the Power Up Journal Sheets to go with today's show. Some of the information we're going to be sharing with you, you're going to need to jot some things down. And so if you are listening to this while you're driving, of course, you can't write and drive. And if you can't, don't do it anyway, okay? So you can click on the link that's right there on your page that will actually, where you can go to the part of the website where you can download the Power Up Journal Sheet. Or if you're listening on your cell phone, you'll see the link there, but you may not want to download it into your cell phone. But you can actually go to our website, go to blog.designingyourlifetoday/blog, blog.designingyourlifetoday.com/blog, or you can go to designingyourlifetoday.com and you can get the Power Up Journal Sheets that way. And anything that we've mentioned on the show, you will be able to click on the link. We made it very easy for you, easy to find. And you will be able to participate in the sweepstakes or download anything else that we have for you. All right, that was a mouthful. I got it out. So let's talk a little bit about finding your essence. Let's jump right into that. And then we're going to take a break. And then we are going to come back and finish up. Because I'm going to tell you or give you some insight as to how to find your essence. Even though you may be listening to this on your cell phone and you're driving. So we're going to give you kind of a sneak peek in. So you can start thinking about it now. That way when you get your Power Up Journal Sheet, you can just start jotting your answers down. Okay, here's the thing about finding your essence. That is a really big deal. Because your essence is what makes you uniquely you. It's that indispensable quality that you have that lets you connect with other people and receive value as well as give value. And of course, the most important part, because it's directly related to you, is the part where you understand that you are in fact here on this earth to give value. And so the beautiful part about giving value is that if you're open to receiving, it's going to come your way. It's up to you whether you receive it or not. I'm suggesting that you receive it. And we'll talk more about that another time. But I think we did a show about that, or I kind of touched on it on one of our shows. But we're really going to dive more into that a little bit more this month. I believe it's on our schedule to talk about that and explain the whole give versus receive concept. Anyway, let's talk talk some more about finding your essence. When you know your essence, you understand why you do something and why you do some of those amazing things that you do. And it's also going to prevent you from doing some of the things that you wish you hadn't done. Now, don't get me wrong. I don't care how well you know your essence. I'm thinking that we're all human, and at some point we're going to do some things that we wish we had not done, because that's part of our growing process or part of the learning process and part of understanding that, wait a minute, I don't know myself as well as I think I do or I thought I did. I need to really tap more into my essence. So when we live life on the side of error, if you will, then that's an indication that we perhaps need to look a little deeper and get to know ourselves better. So when you know your essence, you understand why you do some of the things that you do, and why you have that, the creatively productive thoughts that you have, the very creative, productive thoughts that go through your mind. Why do those thoughts keep occurring? What is that all about? Some people just chalk it up to the fact that, you know, I'm just a creative person who gets lots of ideas, and that's just how my mind works, and they don't take any action on that. But when you understand your essence, now you can connect it to, and you're a more powerful human being, and you're living life from a position of power and from a position of greater excellence. Of course, if you truly understand your essence, then you will understand that you are not to shy away from letting your wondrous ways flow. That wonder that is you, that you're not meant to hold back on any of that. In this day and time, I find that with our television shows and even on the radio or social media, everywhere we turn, there's always someone trying to convince us that we're less than, or that, oh, life is so hard, life is a struggle, and everything is doom and gloom. Wow. We were put here to live in the midst of total doom and gloom. No, you're here for a purpose. And when you can discover kind of the essence of who you are, you're going to understand your purpose. You're going to be able to tap more into your authentic personal power, which I call your internal app. So you're going to be able to tap into that. And as a result, you're going to take your life to the next level. You're not going to live from a position of fear. You're going to live from a position of clarity, more productivity, more passion, more excitement, and more confidence, and more courage. And so you're going to step out, and you're not going to, every time you see something on the news that where something unfortunate happened or something bad happens, you may empathize with it, and you may even want to help with that, but you're not going to absorb that into you to the point where you convince yourself that you're not supposed to continue to live your life to the fullest. If we all start living our lives to the fullest, then those unfortunate incidences will actually become less and less. They're going to start to minimize. Okay. So here's the thing. Your essence is a big deal. If you haven't figured that out by now, hey, now I think you're getting the picture. And once you tap into your essence and you understand what your essence is all about, then you will not apologize for being you. In fact, you're going to find it slightly irritating when someone tries to convince you to be someone or something that you're not. And you're also going to find it slightly irritating when you have to be a follower, not in the sense that you're a team player, but when you have to be a follower in the sense that you are following a crowd that's pretending to be less than, that pretends they don't have enough, that puts you in this group that where it's all doom and gloom and everything is, the whole world is against the group. So you're going to find that to be irritating, because regardless of your ethnicity, regardless of your gender, we all each have our own essence. And so that is who we truly are. Now, I'm talking about how amazing your essence is, but before we go any further, I want to clarify what your essence is not. Sometimes when we know what something isn't, we kind of get a better picture as to what it is and what the purpose, the purpose of something is, when we can understand what it is not. Your essence, it's not your job, it's not your career, it's not all the labels that you put on yourself or that you allow others to put on you. It's not fully your purpose in the sense that you're a doctor, you're a nurse, you're a lawyer, you're a dancer, you're a singer. That's not fully your essence. Your essence is your style. And when we say style, we're not talking about the fact that you dress really nicely and you are wearing every name brand, the most fashionable clothes. That's not what we're talking about. When we talk about your style, we're talking about who you really are. Without the clothes, without anything, who you just really have always wanted to be, this thing inside you that keeps tugging at you and saying, you know what, we want to be free, we want to be happier. And so I'll give you some examples of what essence really is, and that's going to give you a clearer picture of your essence. And so your essence is your style, and we'll unpack that today. And it fuels your decision to do a certain job. And I should say it fuels your decision to step into your authentic life's calling. Because it's actually the ego that causes you to settle for a certain job for survival's sake. If you take a job for survival's sake, just because you've got to earn some money, and that's not a criticism of you, sometimes we have to do certain things as a stepping stone to get to where it is we really want to be. But your essence is still in full play in that case because you understand that I'm not just doing this job just so I can survive and I'm going to stay stuck here for the rest of my life because I'm doing it from a position of fear. It's different. I'm doing this job because I know that this job is connecting me to my real purpose for being here. And so as a result, I'm going to do this, but I know that I'm not going to be here forever, that I'm going to keep moving forward. So hopefully I made that clearer for you. As always, if you have any questions about anything that I share on the show, you can go to our website and you can send us a voicemail. It's right there on the front page, homepage of designingyourlifetoday.com. Or you can feel free to email me directly. Send your emails to pat@designingyourlifetoday.com. Nobody's going to read that email but me because it's coming directly to me. So feel free to ask your questions. So it's your ego that causes you to settle for survival's sake. It's your essence that causes you to take jobs that are stepping stones that will take you to the big prize. So when you've found your essence, you will flow with your authentic personal power and you won't work against yourself. You will work with the flow of life. You will work with your purpose for being here. And you're not going to allow any external events to define you. You're not going to allow any external events to tell you this is how your life should be. This is what it's all about. And this is what you should be doing and you shouldn't do it. And you shouldn't say this because you belong to this ethnic group. You shouldn't say that because, oh my goodness, you're that gender. This is right. This is wrong. Now, granted, there are things that are just offensive and just flat out rude. That has nothing to do with your essence. That's ego. And we'll get into all of that on another show. But the point is that you will not allow any external events to define your life. And even when challenges pop up, you will stay the course because you will know this is the essence of who I am. And this is why I'm here. And this is what I'm about. And this is what I'm going to display to the world while I'm here. And so that's really what your essence is all about and why it's important for you to understand what your essence is, who you are in your spirit, exactly who you are. That's what that's all about. Hey, when we come back, we're going to take a quick break just for a minute. And when we come back, I'm going to talk a little bit about the kind of what your essence is or some of the examples of what would be your essence so that you can have a clearer picture of your essence and understand your essence a whole lot better. So we're just going to take a quick break and then we're going to come back in just a moment.
Getting the right insurance can be confusing and time consuming. Who has time to figure out what's best or what's enough? The agents at Insurance Nation not only have the time, they have the expertise when it comes to affordable, customized service. Get answers. Get the service you deserve. Call Insurance Nation today. Dial 877-957-3487 or go to insurancenation.com to get a free quote now. They're available to help with all your insurance needs.
Hey, you guys, welcome back to Designing Your Life Today. This is Pat Council, and I'm talking to you today about finding your essence. And so we've been talking about the importance of connecting with your essence, and that when you found your essence, that you will flow with your authentic personal power. You're not going to hold back who you are and who you're meant to be. And I want to say this. You guys know I always have my caveats, my beware. I want to say this. Your essence is not being a beast. It's not being a mean person. It's not being rude and in terms of hurting people's feelings and doing things to physically hurt a person. When people say, that's just who I am, that's not who you are. And we'll talk about that on another show also. But let's continue on getting a clear understanding of what our essence is. So you're not going to allow external events to define you. For example, your job, your mate, your friends, and perhaps even your hobbies will only be events that you connected with based on your ego, or you'll connect with these things based on having an understanding of your true essence. Now, here's an example to make this a lot clearer. For example, when I said, you know, you'll either pick your mate based on your ego, or you'll pick your mate based on the essence of who you are. Sometimes a good example of that is like the 90-year-old guy who marries a 20-year-old. Now, there's one or two things going on here. He either wants this young girl on his arm so he can look good, so she can make him look good, because he's old and he knows he's kind of past his prime, or deep down inside, he actually feels like a super young guy, and he refuses to accept the fact that he's old on the outside. And as a result, that's his true essence. Here's another example. Choosing to marry someone because they're rich. Now, that's a decision made based on the ego. On the other hand, choosing to marry someone because you've taken the time to connect with that person and you know that they will not stifle your essence, that's more, they won't stifle your essence, which will make it such that you will more than likely flourish because you connect to a person who understands you, then you guys are going to have a more flowing connection. Now, that's choosing a mate based on your essence. Now, once again, I want to kind of throw my little beware. That doesn't mean that you won't have challenges in your relationship. One has nothing to do with the other. Discovering your essence doesn't mean that you'll never have any problems or challenges in your life. That's not what that means. What that means is that you're actually going to come to understand who you are. You're going to understand about your internal app, your authentic personal power. You're going to understand how to use it. You're going to understand how to connect with people. You're going to understand how to build your dream life. And no matter what you encounter, you will understand that because you have connected with your true essence, you will not quit. Your essence is within your spiritual self. And if you have a challenge finding it, then here's a tip for you. Then connect with God through prayer and meditation. In this day and time, you know, the statistics show that people are saying, oh, my faith isn't what it used to be, and I'm not even sure faith is a real thing. Now, we're going to talk about that because I want to prove beyond a shadow of a doubt, or have you prove it to yourself that faith is, in fact, still very real. But the thing is that because of that, people don't take the time to be still long enough to pray and to meditate and to listen to what's going on inside from their spiritual self, to get the kind of the message about their life and the direction and the essence of who they are, to let all of these things come to the forefront. We don't take time to do that. A lot of people don't anymore. So I encourage you to do that. If you missed yesterday's show, go back and you don't necessarily have to listen to the show, but you can listen to the show. But if you go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com/blog, then you will actually see the links to where you can actually click on the daily power routine. And within the Daily Power routine, I talk about meditation and prayer, and I give you some suggested music that you can actually download. It's not free because I paid for it, and I don't believe in giving away someone else's music because that's an artist. And I think we should all be rewarded for giving our best gifts. And of course, one of the ways we reward people is we pay for things. So you can go there and you can click on that link, and or you can go directly to designeryourlifetoday.com/illuminate, and you will also be able to access all of that information and find out more about prayer and meditation and connecting with God so that you can actually discover the essence of who you are. You know, once you connect with your essence, you will come to understand whether you're a playful person who likes freedom. If you say, I'm a playful person and I just like the freedom to explore, now you're starting to understand more about the essence of who you are. And this is, here's some, a couple of examples of kind of a person's essence. You can be a scholar, and basically a scholar, that's a person who's just studious, just naturally. They just, from day one, the minute they understood what a book was, they were studious, and they just have a natural thirst to learn more. And they have a very open mind when it comes to absorbing knowledge. Or you could be a nurturing person. You just naturally, the woo-woo person, the person who wants to nurture someone or make them feel better or tell them it'll be okay and show that compassion. Or you could be an edifier, the person who builds people up and tell them, listen, I know you can do this. You're going to do it. You're amazing. Because there's a strong need for each one of these essences. You could be a protector. You could be a leader. These could be your essence. A protector. We need protectors. People who, from day one, think about it, when you were in school, there was always some kid that would run to the rescue of another kid who didn't have a brother or sister or who was kind of the weakling. And that person just automatically felt the need to protect them and go to their rescue. Well, that's their essence. See, as kids, you know, we don't judge who we are. Our essence gets covered up as we get older because we start to listen to people tell us what's silly. Oh, you play too much. Stop it. You know, that kind of silly thing. Listen, if that's your essence, play. Know that within that, it's going to connect you to your authentic personal power. And when you connect all of this and make that spiritual connection, listen, you're not going to have to worry about making money. It doesn't mean that you won't have to work, but you're going to get ideas that will show you where the money is, that will show you what it takes for you to build this life that you see in your head. So these are some examples of discovering your essence or what essences are. Taking the time to understand your essence will help you move through life with more confidence. And, you know, as I said earlier, when you encounter challenges in life, then you will handle them with so much more grace. You know, you won't panic and you won't automatically go into fear mode because you understand the essence of who you are. You're going to make better choices, and you will consciously cultivate fruitful relationships. And the final thing I want to say about this before we take a break and go to our What's Up With That Wednesday, which is exciting, is that you will identify with your race. You will identify with your gender. I identify with the fact that I'm an African American. I identify with the fact that I'm a female. I'm not trying to change any of that. I'm okay with it. I love it. But you will also understand that that's not all of who you are. And you're not going to be restricted by any of that. You're not going to be restricted by the fact that you're of a certain ethnic group or from a certain ethnic group. You're not going to be restricted by the fact that it doesn't matter what your group is. It doesn't matter if you're Caucasian, Hispanic, you know, African, African American. It doesn't matter what you are, you know. So you're not going to be restricted by any of that at all. You are going, because you understand your essence. See, your essence, it doesn't have a color. Your essence, it doesn't have a gender. But you connect your essence to those things so you can bring your best to the forefront. Hey, you guys, we're going to take a break and we're going to go to our What's Up With That. And it's going to be fun. I think it's exciting. Anyway, it's pretty short. And then we're going to be back and I'm going to tell you how you can win a $5,000 gift card and how you can win a dream home in 2016 amongst a few other things I'm going to share with you. We're going to take a break and we'll be back in a moment.
Here's Pat Council, the Power Lady, with What's Up With That Wednesday.
Okay, today's What's Up With That is all about Donald Trump and Ben Carson. You know, Donald Trump has an opinion on everybody and everything. This guy speaks his mind. And Donald Trump has his opinion on the different candidates. For example, he says Rubio's overrated, Bush is weak, and then he called Ben Carson low energy. Hey, Donald, what's up with the name calling? I want to talk a little bit about Donald Trump calling Ben Carson low energy. The thing about that is, you know, Ben Carson seems to say what he thinks and what he feels. He just does it differently from Donald. And so, Donald, what's up with you calling people names just because they don't behave like you? And so, as we kind of quickly wrap this up, I just want to say that Donald Trump appears to be a likable, loudmouth bully who says exactly what he thinks. But on the other hand, all the way on the other end of the spectrum, Ben Carson seems to be a likable, low-key guy who seems to say exactly what he thinks. And the beautiful part about this is, hey, he gets to be who he is. Donald, you get to be who you are. And everybody, it's all good to let people be themselves. And by the way, Donald, I would say lighten up, but that's probably not who you are. So this is all about letting everybody be authentically themselves. How about that? Now that's what America is all about, and that's what freedom is all about. Hey, you guys, we'll be right back in just a moment and continue on with our show. Okay, that was our What's Up With That Wednesday. As we wrap up for today, I just want to encourage you to take the time to find your essence. Believe me, you'll be surprised what happens in your life. Some of the challenges that you may be having, you're going to get answers to those challenges. You're going to be able to clear those up. Some of the relationships that are probably breaking your heart, you're going to find freedom from those relationships, because you're going to tap into the greater part of who you are. And so I encourage you to go to our website, go to blog.designingyourlifetoday.com/blog, and you can click on podcasts, or it'll take you right there to the page and look for Find Your Essence. You'll see the link there, or you can go directly to designingyourlifetoday.com. You'll see it there. And if you're listening to this from other sites such as Blog Talk Radio, then you'll see the link and it will take you directly to the page. So we've put links on the pages so that you can click, and we've done our best to make it very easy for you. Actually, we did a good job on it. So get your power up journal sheet, carve out maybe 10 or 15 minutes to have some quiet time, and take some time to start to get in touch and tap into the essence of who you are. I'm telling you, it's a big deal. It's not anything that you want to take lightly. So with that being said, let's get to the good stuff. All right, to the better stuff. This is really good stuff here too. The better stuff. First of all, if you want to win a $5,000 gift card, when you go to the page to download your Power Up Journal sheet, you'll see the link there. You can actually win a $5,000 gift card from Overstock. And they're giving away $5,000. And so we've got the link there for you. All you have to do is go there, submit your email address, and you can be registered to win a $5,000 gift card. And you can actually register more than once. So who knows? Also, HGTV, we have the link there for you. You can register to win a dream home in 2016. They have the HGTV Dream Home 2016 giveaway. Now, they're not going to start letting you register for that until December 29th, but you want to go ahead and get your email on the list so that you can go ahead and get registered right away. So you never know. And if any of you guys win any of this stuff, hey, let us know. Send me an email to pat@designingyourlifetoday.com. You can email us at info@designingyourlifetoday.com, or just go directly to our Facebook page at facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday and post it and say, I won some big bucks. And hey, Pat, I'm going to send you a present. All right, you don't have to send me a present, but let us know if you want. It inspires other people. And it's just fun, you know. So it's all about doing life with power. And so keep us kind of in the loop as to what's going on with all of that. And if there's any questions about anything, if you have questions about your finances or anything, you guys know that you can ask us. Go right there to designingyourlifetoday.com. Send us your voicemail. If we choose your question, I'm going to send you a gorgeous t-shirt that says Do Life with Power. And it's very colorful. So we're going to be posting that so you can see what the t-shirt looks like. So it's pretty cute. And or you can choose Built by Design to Win. Either or. So we give you choices. So, you know, correspond with us, connect with us, let us know what will help you to do life with power. If you want to learn about something that we haven't talked about yet, by all means, send us some feedback. And we are in the process of putting together our guest lineup because things have, you know, we had some growing pains and we've kind of taken care of most of it, almost all of it, 99% of it. And so now we're back with putting together our guest lineup. And so if you want to learn about something, communicate with us. And don't forget to stop our Facebook page, facebook.com/designingyourlifetoday, and click that like button. You can check me out at Twitter, Pinterest, and LinkedIn under my name, Pat Council. Hey, you guys, find your essence and remember to do life with power. By the way, if you find your essence, you will definitely start doing life with power. You guys enjoy this wonderful Wednesday.